From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Gatherings were held Saturday in the U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina, around the country as well, as people remembered and paid respects to those affected by the shooting deaths of 9 people at an African-American church. VOA's Amanda Scott at the Emmanuel AME Church.
Well, currently there are still hundreds of people filing in by foot. You also have a lot of onlookers coming by car, taking a look, taking a picture. You have people standing around, quietly mourning, but also comforting each other and offering prayers and words of encouragement. A couple of hours after we got on the scene, the presiding pastor of the church came out and made an announcement that they would be reopening for Bible study as well as for church, and, you know, just opening themselves as a place where the church members and members of the neighboring community could come and pay their respects and move on from the tragedy that happened earlier this week.
The suspect in the mass shooting, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, a white man with a recent history of racist views, is being held in the Charleston County Jail. He's charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. At least 15 Somali police officers have been killed. It happened in a raid on a checkpoint at Afgoya, about 30 kilometers southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. The governor of Lower Shabelle told VOA that heavily armed Al-Shabaab fighters attacked the checkpoint but were pushed back by security forces. A source told VOA's Somali service more than 10 Somali soldiers were killed in that fighting, the governor declining to confirm the casualties. Violence is the latest by Al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets in a hope to topple the government and start an Islamic State. This is VOA News. Mali's Tuareg-led rebels have signed a peace agreement with the Bamako government more than a month after other armed groups took similar action to end years of unrest. The UN brokered accord calls for the election of a regional assembly in Mali, but put stop short of granting autonomy to northern Mali, most of which lies in the Sahara Desert. Separatist demands were a main cause of an uprising that followed a military coup that ousted Mali's president in the sub-Saharan South. Widespread instability that followed the coup in Bamako led to major territorial gains by the Tuaregs and other northern rebels, but they in turn were overcome by an insurgency in the north by Islamists linked to the Al-Qaeda terror network. Military intervention by France broke the rebels and jihadist control over the country. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon marked World Refugee Day on Saturday with a global call to remember the plight of millions of people forcibly displaced. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres speaking in Geneva.
15 years into a millennium that many of us hoped would see an end to war, a spreading global violence has come to threaten the very foundations of our international system. More people fled last year than at any other time in our records. And around the world, almost 60 million have been displaced by conflict and persecution.
UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. UNHCR says if this were the population of a country, it would be the world's 24th largest. United States on Saturday called on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough decisions leading to the quick deal with its international creditors to prevent a breakup of the eurozone. The now bankrupt Greek government needs to reach a deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on a loan payment to $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund, IMF Chief Christine Lagarde.
We are waiting, and we hope that the next few days will be used by the Greek authorities to come back with tangible, deliverable measures so that we can determine whether those 4 important criteria for programs to be credible and for us to be accountable to the international community can be satisfied.
Athens also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank in July and August. Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for tomorrow in Brussels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.